Republican lawmaker Patricia Morgan says she hasn't reviewed the bill that would repeal major elements of Obamacare, but she appreciates any effort to reduce health care costs.
This is what I know about health care. It's really still very unaffordable for average families in Rhode Island. There are many people in that individual market or who are just getting health care even through their work, where they are paying $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year in premiums, and some people are paying as much as $15,000 a year in premiums, and then they have a high deductible as well.
The Senate bill would cap Medicaid funding and shift an estimated $180 billion away from states like Rhode Island, which expanded their Medicaid programs, to states which did not. The nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation projects that by 2026, Rhode Island would lose about $977 million. Rhode Island senators say the repeal of Obamacare would be devastating to the state. It remains to be seen whether Republicans in Washington can mount the votes needed to move the bill forward. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.